It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
All right, guys, and joining us right now is Texas Rangers. Let me tell you what, he's one of the top prospects in the organization right now. And if all goes according to plan with the Rangers this season, he'll be the top one in the organization next year because the others are ineligible.
That's right. That's right.
It's young shortstop Sebastian Walcott. And I mean young, that I've got a kid his age. Sebastian, how you doing, buddy? Great. Thanks for stopping down. Listen, you got a birthday coming up. You asked for anything special for your birthday?
Nah, just a baseball game. That's all I wanted to play baseball.
They can probably arrange that for you. I would imagine that's going to happen. So tell us, we talked to you last year. You were this fresh-faced 16-year-old. You just signed. You're about to turn 17. How did your first season of professional baseball go?
I would say it went pretty good. Just going in, I'll try to put no pressure on myself. A lot of people remember me, so I'll try to block that out and just play with me. But overall, it went pretty good. But ready to improve. I have some things to improve on going into this year, so I'm ready to have a much better year this year.
Okay, so what do you need to improve on? What did you learn?
Well, this past offseason, I've been working on play discipline, just pitch recognition, just like working on like hitting my pitch and like not chasing any other pitch. And I think that would be like the main thing I worked on this offseason.
How do you work on that? Do you have somebody?
They sent me with an app. It's called the U Hit app. So
is it virtual reality?
Yeah,
so you put on the mask?
No, it's like on your phone.
Oh, okay.
So you go on your phone and it's like you have to hit pitches in the zone, hit certain pitches. And like I think that helped me a lot because I definitely see in the scrimmages we've been playing so far.
Yeah.
It's definitely been paying off.
Yeah, it seems like that you're getting some major league players, and you hit behind Dolis Garcia the other day. What is that like? Is it just baseball? Is that what you're learning, or is there something else?
It's just baseball, but with just being able to play with those guys like Dolis, it's fun to watch. It's like just learning from them, like what they do in the batter's box, what's their approach, and it's like just watching them. It's like you can learn a lot from just watching them.
What did you? You also played shortstop behind Nathan Eovaldi, who's a great pitcher. I mean, what was that like? Because you had to see some stuff you probably hadn't seen before.
And today you played behind John Gray.
Yeah.
Just playing behind those guys, like the way they pitch, the way they carry themselves on the mound. Like, all right, he got me, and I got him. So it's basically like we're teammates, and so we got to play for each other. So when he's doing his job on the mound, I'm going to try to do my job at shortstop to help him out on the mound.
Okay, so the rest of the spring, what do you want to accomplish?
Just be able to compete. That's the main goal, compete with anybody. No matter if it's an AB on the field, just compete and just play in the best game that I can possibly play. And don't try to change anything. Don't try to change. No matter how the game goes, it could be a 0-4 game, 4 strikeouts. It could be a 4-4 game, 4 home runs. Just try to stay the same as much as possible and be able to compete with anybody.
Are you expecting a down east? Or I know you finished last year at Hickory. Do you have any idea or any thoughts where you're going, or do you care?
I have no idea where I'm going, but no matter where I'm going, I'm going to compete the same. I'm going to play my game. I'm going to play hard like I've always been playing my whole life, and whichever team I go to, and if I stay there the whole year, if I go up to Hickory later on in the year, if I start the year at Hickory, try to win the championship with that team no matter what.
All right. So the way our show works is that I ask the baseball questions, and then John asks non-baseball questions. So it's John's turn.
You know, first of all, your dad was an athlete, right?
Yes.
Now, so he played basketball. He played pro basketball?
No, semi-pro.
Semi-pro, like in the Bahamas?
Yeah, in the Bahamas, yeah.
Okay. So that's where the height. How tall are you, 6'4"?
I'm 6'4 and a half.
17 and 6'4 and a half.
Don't forget the half.
And the half. And he's going to grow. He's going to be 6'5".
But your dad was like 6'5", 6'6".
6'6".
He's 6'6".
Yeah. So he's still looking down at you. Oh, you're going to pass
him. You're looking up at him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
My kids. Okay. Now, growing up, now we know you're a baseball player. Your dad was a basketball player. Did you play any other sports?
I play a little bit of basketball because before I started playing baseball, my dad introduced me to basketball.
Right.
Because that's the sport he wanted me and my brother to play. And at first, we didn't like it. And then my brother transitioned to baseball. Then I followed my brother. And then that's how I continued to start playing baseball. But I'll play basketball on the side from here to there. I just continue to play basketball, just not as much as baseball, though.
Okay. I got to ask this. Did you pitch ever?
Yeah, I did.
Because I saw him take that last inning. He threw a ball from shortstop. He hit one in the hole. He bounced it over, but that thing might have been 98 miles an hour across the field. Did you ever get clocked? How hard?
Year before I signed in 2022, I threw 92 in the mound. So
92. Okay. 92. That's still good.
But pitching was never an option? It was always going to be?
Just shortstop was always the main thing. But if pitcher came along, then I'll be fine with it.
All right.
You'd be okay with it. Okay. What's your favorite kind of food?
Curry chicken is a Caribbean dish.
It's a Caribbean dish. Okay, yes. So curry chicken. So does your mom make it, or does someone make it?
My mom makes it.
Okay, so since you've been in the States, have you fallen in love with any fast food?
There's a Cane's right like 3 minutes away. I like to go to Cane's.
You had for lunch.
I had Cane's for lunch.
You had Cane's for lunch.
I'm eating healthy this.
I love their Texas toast.
It's the best part.
Yeah. Five Guys. I'm a big Five Guys.
Are you a burger guy? You like a burger? Five Guys is good. So so let me ask you this. I'm assuming that the answer you just gave me was it. So your favorite home-cooked meal is by your mom, and it's curry chicken?
Yeah.
So tell me what curry chicken is. What is it?
So it's basically chicken with seasoning. I think you mixed some seasonings up, and like it's basically like supposed to have a curry taste, like almost like a spicy taste.
Right.
And you make white rice with it as well. So it's curry chicken with white rice, and that's my opinion.
And you can shovel it in.
Yeah.
And put it away, because these baseball players, we've said it over and over, they put some calories down.
Yeah.
That's all you guys do is eat.
That's all you eat and all of that. Okay, so outside of baseball, what do you like to do? Are you a video game guy? Do you like to play video games?
Yeah, I like to play video games.
What's your favorite one?
That would be the show.
MLB the Show?
MLB the Show.
And who's your team? The Rangers or who?
I'll be at the Rangers.
have you created
yourself? Yeah, I'm playing. I made a team. I have a goalie on my team, so I've been doing pretty good with him as well. I have Marcus Simeon on my team as well. I've been doing really good with him as well. So.
Do you buy a lot of stubs, or do you just try to
I earn challenges? Stubs. So I play games that you earn stubs by selling players. So I do. I sell a lot of players out that I don't need, and I buy players with those stubs. So.
Yeah, my son is a big MLB the Show guy. He's only 11, but plays it all the time. We ordered the new game. You pre-ordered?
No, I have a pre-order.
Yeah, I think if you pre-order, you get like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, it's there for you on the
And I have
day.
Absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
It's a pretty sweet game.
I played MLB the Show. We have it. It's an old version. But, I got killed. My kids were killing me at it, and I quit. You know, I'm a dad that says, if you're not going to win, then quit and go pout about it. That's what I do.
Well, he has to put it on like the easy mode for me to throw. And pitch, and like he only throws me fastballs,
right?
Which is very generous,
yeah.
Because I'm throwing him everything I got, and he's still whipping me. And we play at the Polo Grounds,
the old Yankee Polo Grounds,
the Giants, yeah. And it's like 250 down the lines.
Oh my gosh!
But it's like 480 to center. Yeah. It's ridiculous, it's fun. It's a really fun game. It's really cool. I'm always an all-star team and. Try to be, old all-stars, not the new guys.
Now, is there anything else outside of video games? Do you play, do you hunt and fish back home? Or are you?
Oh, no, we don't do much hunting and fishing. I would say the biggest sports that I'm about is basketball and track and field. So I used to do track and field back in middle school.
Right.
And then I stopped. Baseball is always the main sport. I just wanted something to do on the side.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
Because it was for my school, and like, it was main like events for my school. I just like try to help my school as much as possible.
Well, so here's how dumb I am. Ross Fenstermaker called me out, and Ross is going to love that I said this. I was talking, and I've been to the Bahamas. I didn't even realize it, but it's an English speaking country.
Yeah.
Everyone speaks English. And I was amazed at how well Sebastian speaks English. And I was sitting there with Ross, and I go, "Man, his English is great." And he goes, "Well, they speak English in the Bahamas." And I said, "That's how dumb I am." I said, "I didn't know that they did." Cause you see a lot of international signings. The kids come over here and they're mostly from Latin countries and they're learning English well.
So what is life like in the Bahamas?
Yeah. Do you go swimming a lot? Do you go to the beach?
The beaches are beautiful. So we used to spend our time at the beaches, and then after probably get some snacks. And so mostly tourists are at the beaches, and there's a lot of tourists at the beaches. So there's some local ones that only Bahamians go to, and then there's some beaches that mostly tourists go to. So I go to the beaches that mostly Bahamians go to just because it's less populated.
But sure.
I enjoy it, but it's still beautiful.
Are you a surfer?
No, we don't get much waves. So.
So is it like 80 degrees every day?
Mostly every day.
Yeah. Is it humid though? Because you're on an island surrounded by the ocean. Have you been through a hurricane?
Yes, yeah, I've been through a hurricane. I haven't experienced the middle part of the hurricanes. We just got the outskirts.
Okay.
But other islands have experienced like the worst part of hurricanes.
Yeah, the eye coming over.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah.
But nothing happened. You guys were good.
Yeah, everybody was good.
So what, it rained like hell?
And a lot of flooding. Yeah, a lot of flooding and heavy winds.
Okay.
Now, how many brothers and sisters you got?
I have one brother.
Now, he's older. Did he play ball? Did he go anywhere?
Yeah, he's playing baseball at Nova Southeastern University.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Florida. Okay. Well, God, you're only 17. So what is he? 18, 20? 20. Okay. Yeah, 20. So he got a chance to get drafted, you think?
I hope so. He's been working on his pitching a lot. And his velo is up there. So all he has is working on his command. I feel like I truly believe he has the chance of getting drafted.
So you work out with him?
Yeah, I do.
So that's nice to have a... Brother. You can hit live off of him, I guess.
No, he hasn't done it. We have a catcher, so he has somebody to throw to. But I catch a lot of his bullpen. So when so when he needs someone to throw to, I'll get down and catch him all his different pitches. Because I've been catching him for my whole life, and I already know how he throws all his pitches. So I was like, all right, if you need someone to throw to, you can throw.
So you're not going to transition to catcher, though. No.
So tell me this. In the organization now, who's your best friend? Who's been your buddy you kind of fallen in with and hanging with?
The person I spend the most time with is Chandler Pollard. He got drafted in 2022.
Yeah.
We've been roommates ever since I came back to Arizona for Complex League. He's been my roommate. And he's every time I play shortstop, he mostly plays second base. So we already got that connection.
Oh yeah.
And we're roommates, so we also spend a lot of time together and play video games together. So I'll say he's like my best friend.
Yeah, see, he's from Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, Atlanta, yeah. So
okay.
He was 2022 draft, fourth round, I think, and somebody who's on some prospect lists in the top 20s, top 30s, and
good guy to hang with.
Yeah. And you know, not too far away if you're in Florida. Atlanta's hop on a quick little flight. Hang out.
Well, now will your folks come in town? Will they come in for some of the season this year and try to catch some games?
I hope so.
Is it tough to get out and get away?
No, absolutely not. It depends where I'm going. So if I go either down East Hickory, they'll probably come out to one of those two and watch some games for about a week or two.
Yeah,
and then fly back out to the house.
Now, what's your mom and dad do? What do they do for a living? What's your dad do?
My dad is an engineer. My mom's a real estate agent.
I'm a real estate agent. See, I'm going to go to Bahamas and hook up with his mom and buy some property. That's good.
It's a partnership.
Absolutely. That's great.
Let's exchange information after the call here.
Well, look, we've had him 15 minutes here. This has been great to break down. You got anything else for him before getting out of here?
You're in a good place. You're not listening to the hype. Just be you. Just go out there and not worry about anything.
Let me tell you what. You didn't watch the game, the little inter-squad game. So he only hit against big league pitching until his last at bat, and he went against Porter. He went against Brock. Yeah, I'm telling you, you went 0-for-3 or 0-for-4, but the ball coming off the bat, he hit two pop-ups that were I wouldn't have been able to get under, and I used to play ball. I mean, you're putting some barrels on it. I'll tell you right now, it looks good.
Yeah, that's my whole goal for this offseason. For the spring training, just put the barrel on the base, hit the ball as hard as I can.
Now, do you have a goal where you want it? Would you like to end up in Double A, or doesn't matter? You just want to be where you are.
I just want to be where I'm at. So if I'm down east, I'd like to go back up to Hickory midseason. If I'm Hickory, I'll try to work my way up to Double A. But if that doesn't happen, I'll be happy in Hickory.
All right. Awesome. Is that it?
That's all we got.
Hey, man, Sebastian Walcott, thanks for stopping down for us, buddy.
No,
good luck this season. We may try to hit you up again. We'll get you on a Zoom call or something like that.
Sure.
Thanks, buddy. Okay.